A Bethel jury has ordered the city of Hooper Bay to pay close to $1 million to the family of a man that died at the Hooper Bay jail. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The jury found that the city of Hooper Bay was negligent in the death of 22-year-old Lewis Bunyan. Judge Charles Ray read the next portion of the jury's verdict.
Was the defendant, city of Hooper Bay's negligence, a substantial factor in causing harm to the plaintiffs? Answer yes or no. Answer yes.
The judge then polled the jury individually after the verdict and found 11 in agreement and one juror who was not. The jury said that Bunyan was contributing to his family at the time of his death, and they awarded some $960,000 to family members. Lewis Bunyan was found dead in his jail cell early on the morning of July 28, 2011. He was brought into the jail only 40 minutes before he was found hanged by the drawstring from his shorts. Bunyan was first taken to jail after a report that he was intoxicated at his home and trying to fight with his family. The family requested that police take him into Title 47 protective custody while intoxicated. The events early that morning in holding cell number 1 led Bunyan's mother, Judy Bunyan, to file a lawsuit against the city of Hooper Bay seeking damages. Her attorney charged that the city has a duty to screen detainees for the potential risk of suicide, ensure they have no items to harm themselves, and to regularly monitor their condition. They say police had a database listing 3 prior calls in which Bunyan had threatened suicide. Interviews with the police officers in the jail that night revealed they were using Facebook and online poker. The plaintiffs charged that the officers did not check on Mr. Bunyan at regular intervals. The cell had no lights and had a mesh screen that allowed a string to be fastened. Bunyan then used that string to hang himself. The city of Hooper Bay's attorney in a trial brief argued that police qualify for immunity and that Title 47 care also immunized the police. The attorney says they would only owe a duty of care to prevent suicide if they were on reasonable notice that Bunyan was a suicide risk. They say neither police nor family members indicated that Bunyan was at risk for suicide. The city's attorney tells the Alaska Dispatch that they plan to appeal. For KYUK, I'm Ben Matheson.